That was another massive podcast from Stav, Abby and Matt. Dislike the massive end-of-year clearance on now at Austral Volkswagen Newstead with massive savings and a $1,000 Visa card with all demos sold.
All right, everyone. Thank you for downloading the very last podcast of 2018. See you next year.
We are rolling out some best ofs and looking back things as well.
Yes,
so we'll still
be
around.
Yeah. We are. We will be here. It's been a great year. I'm going to say this, and this is I'm not drunk yet.
Yep.
I'll be drunk very soon.
Uh huh.
My best year in radio in my entire career so far.
Now, isn't it funny how two people can go through the same thing and come out with a completely different opinion?
No, you liar. I tell you what, I'll take a tape recorder to the after-work drinks. You wait till old pissy Miss Piskins over here. Next a beer or 10. He's like, no, man, I actually really love you.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. But no, I've got to be on my best behaviour. I've got to do school pickup. I can't just leave her there again. I mistimed that. I should have used it for this opportunity. Yeah, but yeah.
By the way, if you caught yesterday's podcast, you would have heard us discussing BDE on there.
Yes.
Lees, who was filling in, Stav asked which one of us has big doodle energy, which is not about having an actual big doodle. It's just you admit confidence, like big confidence.
Omit.
Whatever. She texted us last night after a bottle of champagne.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still not happy with her answer.
Ah, well, you should know what I did.
Well, she said that we both have it, which is a lie.
Yeah.
She didn't want to answer the question because clearly one of us has it, one of us doesn't.
Yeah.
But what did you do?
I side texted.
Oh, is it you who's got it?
I think we know the answer to that.
What's the answer?
No, it was what we talked about was in confidence.
No, you didn't text her. You didn't text her.
Then I started speaking French to her.
And she went, Maddie's definitely got it, you punts. Why are you so needy?
You can believe what you want to believe.
He's doing that one, hey? Maybe I don't know.
All I can say is I slept very well last night.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, another bottle of gin.
Besides that.
You know what we should do? We should go back and listen to our podcast intros from the start of the year and see how they progressively just...
Did we do them at the start of the year? I don't think we did.
I can't remember when we started them.
I don't think we did.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Let's get into today's show. Actually, let's just say goodbye now because we're not giving you an Alpha Bucks letter or anything in the middle of the podcast either.
You want to do a last extra business?
No, let's just do it now. Have you got anything else you want to discuss?
No.
Okay. See you next year, everybody. Ciao.
Are you ready?
This is Stav.
Hey.
Abby.
Morning, everyone.
And Matt.
Oh, hello there. Morning.
Milton, Brisbane, for Brisbane.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Hit 105.
Oh, morning, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Last show of the year. We were meant to be live at Abby's house today.
Yes.
We are not.
We are not.
It's your Stabby boy.
And Maddie boy. What's the last day for?
The boys.
No, it's not.
In the studio. The techs couldn't get it organised yesterday.
Yeah.
They don't know how to run a calendar or a timetable. So here we are, back in the studio. All the fun's been ruined.
Oh, cheer up, Buttercup. We'll still have fun.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What? We won't?
No.
All right, let's go. Home.
Let's pack it up. That's what I said. We should just play music all morning.
You know, that'll rate higher and then we won't come back next year.
Yeah, but we pick the music.
Ooh.
See, that's the trick.
Right.
You see? But we still got a great show. We're going to check in and see what's going on with Abs. We're going to say g'day to her coming up in the next 20 minutes time.
We've still got our fax machine in the studio as well. That went really well yesterday, so.
Do you remember the phone number, though?
Nah,
me neither. Can we get the phone number for the fax machine, please? Because we are going to be accepting faxes all morning this morning if you want to get involved with that. Plus, it's a big day of winning, 7 a.m. Slaycation. If you are in the running for that, we're going to call someone and tell them you are anywhere in the world for Christmas. And guaranteed. Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, we are staying on the air until it goes off. So if it doesn't go off at 8, we'll play again at 9. And then we'll play again at 10. Then we'll play again at 11. There, we'll get someone else to do it before we go home.
I thought we were playing at 9 and then getting others to play. Oh, no, we'll be here at 11. We've got our Christmas party after the show today.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, I mean, the game at 11 o'clock might be a little bit slow.
And we got Christmas hams to give away too, just in time for Christmas.
Oh, baby, cash, hams and holidays. What this show is built on. Meat, money and...
Mallorca?
I don't know. Is there an M word? That
for travel.
For travel? Moliday.
I knew you were going to say that. No. Oh, the fax number is 3243-1145. 3243-1145. If you have a fax machine, fax us. Facts or anything you want to fax.
Yeah, yeah. Get your shout-outs on the air. Last day of the year.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. That don't impress me much.
No, no, no. R&B Vine Days, it's your summer winery escape back in 2019 with live performances from Nelly, Craig David, All Saints, A-Marie, huge lineup. If you want to be there at Sarah May Wines, get your tickets from Ticketmaster or you can win them from us right now. But the catch is, you need to be impressed.
Yeah, you've got to impress us with that one story you always tell. Lisa at Albany Creek, what do you got for us?
Hi, I crashed a jet ski into a car.
Hang on, did the jet ski come out of the water or did the car go into the water?
No. So we're at a lake and it was one that doesn't have a seat, so you had to pull yourself up and so you either stood or you kneeled. And as I was trying to pull myself up, I accelerated, going out of the water, over gravel, into the car that was parked near the lake.
So,
yeah.
This story works perfect for what we're discussing very shortly around Queensland drivers, so stick around for that. For something different today, why don't we take all the calls and then decide at the end?
Because I've been saying that the whole time, but yes, okay.
When someone tells you you're right, mate, just take it. You don't rub it in their face, all right?
Okay.
I'm not a chihuahua who's just pissed on your carpet.
Stay there, Lisa. We'll hear some more impressive stories. Kim from Greenback, you're on the air. What's your impressive story?
I've got an impressive fact for you today. Snails actually have teeth.
Ooh.
Well, they'd have to because they keep ruining all my petunias. It's very annoying.
That's the manliest sentence you've ever said. I can throw another snail fact at you, Kim. Do you know snails kill more people annually than sharks?
No, I didn't know that.
My fact's more impressive, so you're not going to win.
Oh, wow. Someone's got some chew today, don't they, Kim? Hang there. We'll see. Amy, what is your impressive story for R&B Vine tickets?
Hey, guys. Uh-huh. What is really impressive? Impressive is commitment. My dad got me induced so that he could make it home to watch the State of Origin.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's bravery.
That's pretty good.
That is bravery.
More than
that
anything.
That is strength. That is commitment.
Most important question here, Amy. Queenslander or New South Welshman?
Queensland!
Yeah. I'm sorry to Lisa and Kim. Amy's the front runner at the moment.
Oh,
Diane, can you beat Amy's dad forcing her getting induced so he didn't miss the footy?
I think so. When I was 18, I went to a strip club and got my friends paid for a lap dance for me. 5 years later at a Father's Day family function, my brother brought his new girlfriend and her family, and her sister was actually the lady who gave me the lap dance 5 years ago. I nudged my future sister-in-law and I was like, does your sister have a tattoo on her lower back? And she's like, yes. And I was like, is it a butterfly? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, oh, my God.
See, if the girlfriend had have been the stripper, I think that would have made the... Because that happened to my cousin. That's the only reason why. So he used to work with this girl. And then at his 21st, they brought in a dancer. And the dancer was the girl that he worked with and also went to school with. So it was like a high school reunion.
Oh,
all at the same time. Fantastic. Yeah, that's a good story, Diane. But I'm thinking
Amy.
You're
going Amy with the induced. Look, it is commitment. It shows loyalty to the team. I think we have to go with Ames.
Amy, congrats! We've uncovered some amazing stories with this game.
Oh, the people of Brisbane have some amazing things happen to them.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It is our last show of the year.
It is. It came around so fast, didn't it?
No.
Okay, cool. That's called a block.
No. It's been a fantastic year, actually. We've done a lot this year.
We have.
Goon rafted. We played football and broke legs. Jumped out of planes.
Yeah. Made a human.
That's right. Yeah. Still yet to clarify the father of said human, but the mother is on. Morning, Abs.
Morning, guys.
We were meant to be at your house today. We're all cut because we all wanted to hang out today.
I know. Well, Scotty's really disappointed as well. He even had morning beers for you guys. I mean, drink responsibly. But, yeah, he did just have morning beers.
What a legend.
For you guys. Yeah. All right. He even kept one in the cupboard for you, Stav, because he likes to drink it hot.
Oh, he knows me so well.
He does, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
No, but what happened? You guys were supposed to come here, and we had to get people come around yesterday to just set it up to make sure that it was all broadcastable.
Yeah.
But didn't
the text blew it.
Are we allowed to be honest?
Yeah. But completely. When have we ever lied? The text blew it. They couldn't get it together, and so none of the equipment was ready, and so now they've ruined the party. It's like when you have a party and no one organises any alcohol and you don't realise and all the bottlos are shut.
But they're saying, Abby, that it was probably your fault. Did you try turning your house on and off again?
Let's be honest, the techs don't like me because I've broken, how many computers?
Three.
So I reckon it was probably just deliberate. But the worst part is, you know how one of our techs has a really nice sports car?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I promised the kids that they could go and have a look at the really cool Batman mobile when it rocks up. So they were a little bit disappointed. So maybe he was just busy driving around.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe doing cutting laps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's little Kyla going? He's getting a bit of reflux, you were saying.
Yeah, well, he's still a newborn. So you know when you can't really work it out? And it's just breastfeeding's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go into this whole thing, but, well, I will. My left boob produces like 3 times as much as my right.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's like he gets none on that side and then he gets too much on that side and then gets a tummy ache.
Does that mean they're lopsided? Are they like, is one bigger than the other?
Yeah. I'm looking down. Yeah, yes, they are.
Right.
It's hard. Honestly, I reckon women out there just do a good job. You know when you just feel like everything's supposed to be natural and it will just go to plan? So he's just getting a bit of reflux at the moment, so he's just up throughout the night. But yeah, I just stay up cuddling him, so it's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, we actually had a caller who's breastfeeding at the moment. I think she was saying her kid is roughly same age as Koa. And her question for us in first calls is, what is the point of male nipples?
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And we're like, well, we actually don't know.
We said whistle or you lose it.
Are they just left over?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they connected to anything?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Are they sensitive?
If they get tickled, you feel it.
Yeah, if someone pinches your nipple, it's...
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's a really good question.
Look at us falling back into our roles of... posing a question, not knowing anything about the answer, and ending up back where we started. I've missed you, Abs. I really have.
I think I know what's going to happen, though. Coming up in an hour, you're going to get a specialist on to find out why.
Hey, don't you ruin FM radio and how it all works. We do miss you, though.
I miss you guys. I'll be back when we come back in January. But, thank you for an awesome year, guys.
No, thank you. And it is insane. I say this to everyone. Everyone's like, oh, you know, what are you doing next year with Abby? I'm like, you guys don't understand. That woman's insane. She will be the first one here on the first day back.
Yeah.
And we'll walk in and you'll be like, where have you idiots been?
I've planned the
show. No, I don't like sleep. I don't like sleep. But no, Lisa's done such an amazing job. Yeah, I'm only concerned a little bit because I think she's probably too nice to you guys. So you'll finish with a lot of ego. So that's why I'll be back next year just to sort you guys out.
Don't worry. What, you know, all it takes is one text message from you, darling. We're right back down here on Earth. All right, hon. Nice to talk to you. Give that baby a cuddle for us.
I will. All right, guys.
All right,
bye. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Love ya. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Abs is away on maternity leave. Our last show of the year, Candy, our producer, gets to do Scoopla, baby.
Right, I'm going to try my best. So to start it off, I've got there's a feud between Natalie Portman and Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
So it started when Natalie was being her good girl self and she said, I remember being a teenager and there was Jessica Simpson on the cover of a magazine saying, I'm a virgin while wearing a bikini. And she was confused, like, I don't know, what's this trying to tell me as a woman, as a girl? Why is this chick in a bikini and saying she's a virgin? Well, Jessica wasn't happy. She took to Twitter and she said...
Of course not. She's dragging up the past.
Nah, she's... So it's either way to get a name back in the media.
Oh, hey, this is my shot. Well, everyone, I'm back.
She came up with a kind of smart response that I wasn't really expecting from Jessica. So she said, as public figures, we both know our image is not totally in our control at all times and that the industry we work in often tries to define us and box us in. However, I was taught to be myself and honour the different ways all women express themselves, which is why I believed then and I believe now that being sexy in a bikini and being proud of my body are not synonymous of having sex.
Right, okay. So was she was a virgin when she went on to that TV show. Nick Lachey and her had the TV show. They were married. Yeah. So Nick Lachey was her first.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Natalie Portman just said you can't be a virgin and in a bikini?
Well, she's now changed her mind and in an interview she said this.
I would never intend to shame anybody. And that was absolutely not my intention. I was really talking about the mixed messages that media puts out there for young women and completely apologize for any hurt it may have caused because that was definitely not my intention.
2018 is going to go down as a year of retracted statements.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? There's been so many.
What's happened here, though, is Natalie Portman's tried to jump on the whole PC thing of, you know, trying to be like women power and stuff, but all she's done is cut down Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And this is where we need to be careful in trying to build yourself up, you cutting other people down.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Bikini it up, virgins, I say. Even the guys.
Well, this next one for you, mate, might actually surprise you. I feel sorry for Kylie Jenner, and I didn't think I'd ever say I feel. Yeah, so basically, earlier this week, this guy, like, this video and photo went viral of her, like, baby daddy guy kissing another chick. Everyone was saying that he was cheating. This YouTuber has now come out and said, wow, I totally pranked the internet. It's me dressed up as Travis Scott. You couldn't tell. I made it all up. He didn't actually cheat. There's nothing wrong. And Kim has gone like let loose on Twitter. So she's come out and said, I hate that I'm bringing attention to this, but this is absolutely disgusting that you would find this funny to mess with Travis and Kylie who just started a family together. This is really damaging to relationships, families, and is just so wrong.
Now there is a very interesting way to get away with it. Find yourself a good celebrity lookalike of yourself and you could pretty much do anything. It's like having a clone if you think about it.
And now a statement from Stav Davidson. That was not me. That was Mr. Ed.
If you could go...
Pay it. You know it's good.
I'm going to stamp my foot twice.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Love you, Brisbane.
We do love you, Brisbane, but it turns out you're not so good behind the wheel. There's been a study by Amy, AAMI, for the oldies.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Exactly. That said, out of Australians, Queenslanders are the most likely to have a car accident, but even worse, not with a moving vehicle, with a stationary object. Like, officer, the tree just came out of nowhere, hit my car, and then disappeared.
Well, they're the most embarrassing, aren't they? When you crash your car. Because everyone, no matter what happens on your car, it's always like, what happened there? What happened there? And then it's all right if you go, someone hit me, or the brakes got jammed on at an intersection. But if you say, oh, I swiped a parked car in Paddington, straight away everyone's like, you're a loser.
Yeah, uh-huh. Have you ever hit a stationary object?
No. I've run up the back of someone, but that was like coming up to a roundabout and it just so happened I was the last car in the chain of like four. So it was like last minute braking. And obviously if you run up the back of someone, it's your fault. Yes. But it was like brake, last one, boom, and I hit them. But I've never hit anything stationary, touch wood, yet.
I have on a bicycle. I ran into a parked car on a bike. Is that worse?
Oh, so you were on the bike?
I was on the bicycle.
Up over the hood?
No, into the back. Into the back.
Had you been...
No, I was 16.
Once again, had you been drinking?
No, I don't think I've even had... I once had a close call, because scooter is different. Like, if you have an accident in a scooter or a motorbike, or motorbike drivers would know that, it's the degree of heightened ability to get
completely.
Hurt.
You know. You don't have any. You don't have like a little metal cage protecting you.
So I was going down a street on the scooter, and someone was turning right. So I went left to get around them to keep going, and she decided not to turn right and went back onto the road.
Oh, I hate that.
And now I had to swerve her around, and I think most motorcyclists would agree the first instinct you've got because you're out.
Give the finger.
Open. No, you kick. You're trying to kick their car, which is stupid because you're going 60 k's there, but it's just like a natural reflex.
Oh, you think, like I'm going to, like Edward Cullen in...
Yeah.
What was that movie?
Twilight.
Twilight, yeah, where he protects Bella. Yeah. It's like you, bang.
Yeah. But how's this? Then I got home and I was just on my computer and I got a message on Facebook from the person. She goes, I thought I recognised you. I went to school with you. By the way, you weren't wearing enough protective gear on your bike. Like, I had my helmet on, but I didn't have gloves or long pants. I was in shorts and a T-shirt. She's like, you really should be, if you were on a scooter, you should have gloves on and long pants in case you fall off. And I was like, it was your fault that I almost fell off.
Yeah, nah. See, she knew that you'd end up talking about her on the radio. She was trying to get her story straight.
Well, Emma, don't do that again.
I'm going to need a last name, I think.
I just made Emma up. I don't know who it was.
Right. Yeah. Well, 13 10 60. We got first calls coming up. It's always embarrassing to admit.
Yeah.
But have you hit a stationary object before?
Be really good if we got someone that ran into an Office Works. That's a massive stationary object. Because it's a stationary. Okay.
I'm giving it what it deserves.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Our best caller is going to get $500 to go and spend this morning at DFO.
Fantastic.
On the Goalie. So if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, this will be nice. Find your Christmas miracles with outlet prices at Harbourtown Gold Coast, M1 exit 62. And this is all about stationary objects.
Yeah, we threw it out there. Apparently, Queensland drivers are more likely to hit a stationary object than anywhere else in Australia. So we wanted to know if you'd done it. Matt from Coomera, you've run into a stationary object?
No, it was actually my wife. She goes to the gym really early in the morning, and obviously I have a bit of a sleep, and I wake up to her face and my face going, oh, I've had a bit of a bingle. And I'm like, a bingle? Righto. She goes, but there's no damage. And I'm like, oh, the car. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, righto. Got out of bed, jumped out. A bingle. The whole back end was smashed in, like completely smashed in. Bumper was pushed up, everything was gone. Like, I was like, oh, is that what you call a bingle, is it?
She's what
like,
did she run into?
Well, she got to the gym, she jumped out of the car, she didn't put the handbrake on or put it in park or put it in gear and it rolled back and smashed another brand new vehicle.
Oh. I'm so paranoid with that. Whenever I park my car and I walk away, I always have to walk back and look into the car to see I've pulled the handbrake up.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I freak out when you get the button handbrakes.
Yep.
I like the old school, the ripper.
Yeah, I don't like the button either. Kelpie in Rochdale?
It's Kalepi.
Kalepi.
So it's not me, it's my ex-partner. As soon as me and my ex broke up, her and like two other mates did a sneaky drive-by and hit my next-door neighbor's car down the road.
That's doubly embarrassing.
So they were doing a checkup to see if you had a girl at your place?
I wasn't even home. I was actually out and I got a phone call from my mom saying, your ex-partner Jess is out. Like... And I was like, what? And she goes, she just written off her car from the next door neighbours.
Did
you find
no.
You found some pleasure in that though, Kalepi?
Sorry?
You found some pleasure in that, I imagine?
Guilty pleasure.
Anika, morning. Have you run into a stationary object?
Hey guys, I have. So my parents got two brand new cars and I was allowed to drive my dad's. And my mum's was parked at the bottom of our driveway and I didn't really see it and I reversed my dad's brand new car into my mum's brand new car. Oh. And then I was like, oh, it's okay, guys, there's not that much damage. When we took it to the mechanic to be repaired, there was about $5,000 worth of damage.
How old were the cars?
Like less than a month old.
Oh.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Fair to say I haven't driven them since.
No. Did you pay for the damage or was your dad
No. God, no.
Well done, Anika. They taught you a valuable lesson there.
Catherine, welcome to the show for the very first time. Great to have you on.
Thank you.
What did you hit?
So I hit my letterbox on my first day of having my keys. However, my dad, about 10 years ago, we were doing the school supplies pickup at Officeworks and he ran into the Officeworks building.
He ran into a stationary object.
Oh, yep.
Thank you, Catherine. The biggest stationary object you can hit at Officeworks. Perfect.
Yep.
And Stav Davidson will now be on tour. Buy tickets right now.
Catherine, you may be a very happy man.
Yes, look at him. He's so gleeful in here.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Isn't it time you took a break? Call Flight Centre on 131 600.
Hit 105's
Slaycation.
Slaycation!
What a prize this is. Around this time of the year, you know, you start having that conversation, if you haven't already, where are we going to go for Christmas? Everyone's coming to our place. Oh, that sounds terrible. We're going to have to do the cooking. Should we charge per head? No, that's awkward. Should everyone bring a plate? But someone will turn up and they won't bring enough potatoes. It can be stressful, man.
Well, you can never have enough potatoes either.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think everyone would want potatoes.
What are you, crazy? Everyone. God's own food.
Yes, a potato. Potato bake,
mashed potato, fried potato, chips.
Is a giant's chip.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So here's what we've been doing with Slaycation, our buddies at Flight Centre. We caught up with them and we said, let's go Harvey's in a sweet holiday for someone.
Yeah.
And all you had to do was tell us where in the world you wanted to be. Everyone who's on the standby list is right now in the running.
Yes, they are.
We just need to pick somebody. You've drawn it out?
Yeah, do you want to do it or you want me to do it?
You do it.
Yeah, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, the person that is going wherever they wanted to go for Christmas, who is currently on hold, is Cara from Brackenridge!
Oh my God! Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Then where did you want to go? Where are you off to?
San Francisco.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm like crying. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Now, there was a bit of conjecture as to who was going to go on this holiday with you, right?
I know, right? I told my family I got on the standby list and then everyone put their hand up. So I don't know who to choose.
So apparently our producers have told us that you were tossing up between your sister or your partner.
Yeah.
So we're going to give each of them a chance right now because we've got them on hold. First, it's your sister, Chelsea. Chelsea, pitch your case as to why you should go.
Hello. My goodness. I can't believe you won. My case, because America's my favourite place in the whole world and Cara knows that.
All right, well. Oh,
that was a short case, but a good one. We've got your partner on there as well, who I guess would desperately want to go too. Jamie, plead your case as to why your partner should take you.
Mate, I have never been overseas before, so why not start with San Fran?
Just tell her, Jamie, you won't put out ever again if she doesn't pick you.
Yeah, that's possibly an outcome there if I don't go.
Yeah, every guy knows that's a lie.
Now, look, I think the good news is I'm pretty sure there's enough money there.
Yeah.
Don't give me that face, Producer Candy.
Producer Candy just freaked out.
There's big money. There's Bitcoin there. Well, you are. She's wigging out.
No, you can't. No.
Anyway, they've held up the sign, shut up, Maddie.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll let you all work that out between yourselves. There you go. San Francisco, Christmas time. That is where you're going to be. What a prize. And a big shout out to Flight Centre. You've got to call them 131 600. Isn't it time you took a break?
That was worth it just for the face of our producer there. That was pure terror. Pure unadulterated
like
terror.
15 people could go, couldn't they? Like 150 people.
We got a whole plane, don't we?
Yeah, let's get a private jet.
Yeah.
Flight Centre can sort that out. You know, you give them these big crazy requests, they book it. It's amazing what they can do.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby,
sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
She is away on maternity leave. We'll be back with us next year, though, on day one, because she's a trooper. Doesn't mean Dear Abby's got to stop.
No.
So email us, dearabby@hit105.com.au. We've been using it this week, though, to help with our own sort of personal issues.
Yes.
And Candy, our producer, is in because her friend is in quite the pickle.
Yes. So my friend, I'm not going to say her name, but okay. She went out on
I love Tracy, though. Great girl.
She went out on a date with a guy. They went back.
Is that Cameron?
Oh, God. No, I'm joking.
They went back to a hotel room that he said he'd gotten the night for work.
Uh-huh.
And then they went on their second date and he'd left his mobile phone on the table. And she looked at it to see that there was a text message, a very loving text message from somebody. And when she confronted him, he said that he had a wife.
All right.
How did they meet, though? Did they go
out at a bar? Yeah.
Right, so he was on the prowl for people.
Yes, because she was just out with friends. He was just out at a work function and they just kind of met.
Right.
And then she's now freaking out and decided to stalk the wife and found the wife on Facebook, uh-huh. Found out that they've got two kids.
Right.
And she doesn't know whether or not she should tell the wife that basically your husband is a cheater, uh-huh. Or if she should just leave it and
let them sort it out themselves.
Yeah.
It sounds to me, if she's gone to the trouble to find her on Facebook, she's going to send the message. But what she's faced with here is she will be the reason that that marriage breaks up and those children's parents separate.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't really do the wrong thing. Well, actually, she didn't do the wrong thing at all.
At all.
She met a guy, hooked up with him. He did the wrong thing. She just happens to be in an awful situation.
But if she doesn't say anything, then he's just going to continually do it with other people.
Well, yeah, this isn't his first time, so she knows that he's seen other people.
Oh, really? So this wasn't just, I don't know. I mean, I would... You always think that you want to know.
Yeah.
Like, if someone cheated on you, you go, I would definitely want to know, you know, but...
But do you really?
When you find out the heartbreak that comes with it, you think, oh, I know people whose marriages have broken down from cheating who've thought, I just wish I never found out.
Yeah, right.
You know, and was blissfully ignorant.
Yeah.
On paper, it looks bad.
And you don't know the situation. I mean, at this day and age, it could be an open relationship, although I guess if it would...
You would front that.
Yeah, well, she basically said from the Facebook pictures, it's a very happy family image.
That's even worse. If you go to the Facebook page and it looks like they're miserable, you kind of go, oh, well, fine.
Yeah.
But no, there's lots of happy
snaps. You see all the stuff she likes and it's the same stuff you like. Well, we would be friends if I met this lady. I really like her. Oh, look, she went to the Maldives. I'd love to go there. Yeah.
Are they continuing it? Are they still together?
So once she saw that and confronted him and he said, I've got a wife, she doesn't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a part of her that... Because obviously if she went back for a second date, they hit it off.
Yeah.
Do you think if she emails the wife and it breaks up, will she want to go back?
No.
She's completely done.
She's done with the guy. She's now just thinking about the wife and feels bad for the wife. Because she genuinely thought this guy was single and really into her because they had a really great connection to start off with, and that's why she was so shocked when she saw it come up.
I just don't understand cheating.
I know you don't.
And I know you don't understand it because you don't do it, but...
Yeah, but you're generally baffled that anyone anywhere in the world would do it. Yeah,
It's just the carnage that follows infidelity.
Yeah.
But I've never been that horny.
Which is astounding.
No. I've never been that toey that I think doing this right now is going to be worth all of what's to follow from it.
Yeah.
It's such a bizarre thing
to me. Well, I think he's probably thought because he's got away with it before, he can get away with it again. And she knows that if she doesn't say anything to the wife...
It'll continue.
He'll get away with it. Yeah. But then it's like they've got kids and she genuinely wants to say, hey, he's not a good guy, you need to leave him.
Well, 13 10 60, let's help her out here, Brisbane. Does she message the wife and say what's happened, or does she just walk away and let them continue on with their marriage however the setup is?
Stav, Abby and Matt
on Hit 105.
Dear Abby,
sometimes in life gets real, and that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
All right, now 30, 10, 60, we're in a dill of a pickle. Abby, our lovely producer, well, Candy we call her because it gets too confusing. She's got a friend who went on a date with a guy. They went back to a hotel room. They went on another date and she discovered that he is a married man. She then tracked down the wife on Facebook and wants to know if she should reach out and tell her what her husband is up to.
Anonymous?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Because this could end that marriage and she just walks away.
I understand that, but I also understand that they've probably been together for a while, given that they have two kids. So she'd probably be willing to work it out with her husband.
Uh-huh.
That could be an option as well. I mean, given that I've had personal experiences within this and I stayed in the marriage and we worked it out.
Okay.
So, she could either reach out to the wife or encourage the husband to tell the wife.
Oh, so you think an ultimatum to the guy, if you don't tell your wife, I'm going to do it.
That's a bad idea.
Not so much an ultimatum, but I guess if it comes down to that, then at the end of the day, the wife needs to know. As the wife in that situation, to be honest, I don't care whether my husband told me himself, which he did.
Right,
yeah.
Or one of the girls did. I want to know.
Yeah.
So he had multiple women.
It was just a couple, and they were all talking. Like, he was totally upfront and honest. A wife always knows when something's going on with her husband. Yeah. She knows when he's pulling away. I mean, you can't get away with it, really.
No. Women do have this thing where they can read us incredibly well.
Yeah.
I don't know whether we're just very obvious.
We're idiots, yeah. Tobin Goodner, what do you think this girl should do?
She should definitely tell the wife.
And be damned with the consequences?
Yeah, pretty much. Everything that he's done is on him, not on her at all.
No, that's completely true. She hasn't done anything wrong, but it's a big decision to break up a marriage, essentially.
Well, I think that's her worry. And because there's two children involved,
yeah.
I think if there was no children, I don't think there'd be much question about it. But the fact that there's kids, there's more people at stake.
Coral and Murray, what do you think?
I think that girl should friend the wife,
uh-huh.
and every time the husband comes home, she's talking about her friend, and they actually meet and they have coffee and are really good friends with her, because that's what happened to me. A guy approached me, knew he was married, uh-huh. she was pregnant, so every day he came home, I was sitting there and he was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I know from a fact that he never, ever had an affair again.
That is a long-term play there.
Wow.
And were you aware that she was doing this because of that, or did you just think you were friends?
No, he approached me and I knew he was married. So then I went to the wife and then became friends with her. And so every afternoon, well, once or twice a week, I'd be there sitting with his wife. And he was like, oh, my God, has she told him? Has she told him? And then eventually he stopped doing it.
Yeah.
He stopped going out anywhere and he became a beautiful husband. And they've been together for 25 years now.
Are you still friends with her?
Yes.
Wow.
But to do it when your wife's pregnant as well, that's another level
of low. Oh, my God, that is so disgusting. That's what I said to him. Oh, my God, you are disgusting. Guess what? I'm going to befriend your wife and I'm going to be so good.
Make your life hell.
Wow, okay.
Susan from Ashgrove, what should this woman do? Send a message to the wife and let her know what's going on, or just walk away?
No, she should definitely walk away. I was the wife in that situation. And I knew my husband was having affairs, but I had to work out how I was going to leave. I had, my children weren't very well, like sick children at the time.
Yeah.
And financially, I had no ability to leave because I was the stay-at-home mum. So it's all very good and well. Yes, the wife needs to know, but the wife knows. I'm sure she knows.
Right.
And she's probably just buying her time. Like, maybe he has completely control of the money, or maybe there's various reasons why she might not be able to leave right now.
Yeah,
okay. And then how are things for you now? You've separated and you're happy?
Oh, yes. I separated 5 years ago and I'm extremely happy. And I knew probably for about 6 years that I would leave, and it took time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm extremely happy now and doing what I want to do, and you don't really need, I think, people saying to you,
yeah,
he's doing the wrong thing, he's got to leave.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Susan.
Glad it worked out for you.
Most people, the high percentage is saying contact the woman,
uh-huh.
But I guess it's when you hear Susan's story there,
yeah.
You kind of, you know.
Well, Coral's story, that was terrifying, I'm not going to lie.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
No one really does drama like my family. The Davids family like a bit of drama. But what we do is we run pretty quiet for like 6 to 8 months and then we'll just explode and everything will go to hell.
It's like Home and Away. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, it's been a bit of a lull in the storyline. Yeah. Too much romance.
Oh, the cafe's on fire.
Yeah, quickly. And funnily enough,
yeah,
always this time of year. So then you can wait 6 weeks to find the outcome.
All right. Well, I'll give you 6 weeks to find the outcome out of this.
Okay, perfect.
Because I had to go up to the hospital last week because my mum's partner had a double bypass operation, open heart surgery.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
You told me about this. They put a pig in him or something.
They put a bit of a pig in him. They put a pig's aorta in his heart because his aorta wasn't functioning properly. So I went up to visit him. He'd like me to do a shout out to all the nurses and doctors at the Wesley. They really looked after him.
Mm. They don't get paid enough, nurses.
No.
They work
no.
their asses off.
Yeah. They all listen to the show too, so shout out to them. And then last week, my sister ended up in the ER as well. So my mum was there and I had to toss up. I was like, going, do I come to there to be with my sister? Or do I go home to Paul to look after him? Because he's now home by himself with a big, huge scar on his chest. My sister woke up on the weekend and she was convulsing. She was having fits, almost spasms, and she didn't know what it was. So she went to the hospital. She was in there all day getting tests done. They thought it was, turned out halfway through the night, I'm getting texts going, they think it's dehydration. And I said, I'll let you know. If it's dehydration, you'll never hear the end of this.
Oh, no way.
Because, you know what? Drink some water.
Yeah. And we had those couple of, like, stinking hot days.
It was really
hot.
It was really hot, yeah. So that's what she thought it was.
And usually that happens, you know. You know, you hear on the news, it's going to be 40 degrees today.
Drink some water.
Remind elderly people. You know what I mean? Like, that's a thing you go,
Nana. She's my older sister.
Nana's, you know, 85. She forgot to drink water.
Yeah. And so, but they did all blood tests and stuff. And now they don't know, but they think that it turns out that her drink might have been spiked.
Really?
Yeah. Because she was out the night before. She didn't have a big night, but she was out the night before. And that's what they think that it might have been. Which is scary.
Frightening.
Yeah.
Because not, I mean, it happens, obviously, but it doesn't seem like that's as common anymore.
No.
You know, you used to hear a lot of those stories.
Yeah.
Maybe because I don't go out to nightclubs very often anymore. Right. But, and your sister is the type of personality where she can hold her own.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't think, and she was she out with her husband?
Or? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, but scary. It's happened. I've had a few runs. Someone that used to work here with me, their drink got spiked out of bar. And it's one of those weird ones because people don't believe you.
Yeah, they think you're just saying you're too drunk and you think excuse.
Yeah. But he started acting really out of character, like just completely so that you'd be like, what's he doing? Like dancing on tabletops and stuff.
Yeah.
And ended up at home in a shower, like in fully clothed, just shaking and like cold and hot and not knowing what's going on, and turns out his drink was spiked too.
So they've done a blood test on her or a urine test or something?
I think they took blood, but they haven't got the results back yet. They don't know, but that's what they think it
might be. They think it might be.
Yeah.
Far out. I guess it's an eye-opener, isn't it? Especially this time of year with
Christmas parties. And a lot of people out and about. Yeah, it does still happen.
Don't accept. Like, obviously, people, if they're trying to hit on you, they might offer to buy you a drink, but go to the bar with the person, you know, or buy your own drinks. Yeah. Don't accept drinks from people you don't know because you don't know what they've done.
But there'll always be times when you're out that you'll leave your drink unsupervised because you don't think like that. You're not going to hold your drink the entire time that you're out.
But that's what you need to. If you're going to go to the toilet, leave your drink with a friend, someone you trust, you know, because you just don't know.
Or take your drink in with you. That's not that
unhealthy. I do that. I mean, I know you shouldn't, but I do.
If the alternative's that, then it's probably safer.
100%. Yeah. And I guess look out for friends is another thing as well, you know. If someone is acting out of the ordinary, don't just let it go by the wayside.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on them. That's frightening. Is she okay now, though?
Yeah, she's fine. She's getting on a plane. She's going home to Scotland.
Back to Scotland.
Yeah. Not as a result of it. No need.
I'm out of here. I'm done with Australia.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I know for a fact. As a matter of fact.
Facts. We didn't realise we still have a fax machine in the Hit 105 building.
Yes, we do. We saw on the reception email it's got the phone number and the fax number. And we went, what?
3243-1145 is the number. You know what it's like when you've got a business, they've still got that and you accidentally call that number instead of the telephone number. And they always put them right beside each other.
They do. And it's almost like one digit difference.
Yes. And then you get this down your ear hole.
Hello? 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 Oh, bloody hell.
That's the facts. I've called the facts.
Yeah.
But then you don't hang up for a little while because you go, hey, listen to this. This still happens. You know? Sounds like we're on the internet. We're dialing up to play Flight Simulator or Doom.
Doom is great. But so we've hauled it into the studio. It's a hulking piece of machinery, but we've hauled it in the studio. So send us a fax if you've got a fax machine at home. We did this yesterday too. Geez, we've got a lot. I'm very surprised at the amount of people that still have faxes.
Mainly businesses.
Mainly businesses. Like, for instance, Chatswood Hills Florist in Springwood. They've sent us a fax that says, Merry Christmas, Hit 105. Did you know that tulip bulbs were more valuable than gold in Holland in the 1600s?
Fast fact!
We did not know that, Christy. Thank you for the fact.
Did they give a reason? Or
no. It's just a fact, mate.
Just a fact. No. Well, that's... Can you fax us through the reason if you guys are still listening? 3243-1145 is the number. Fax through your fact.
Elizabeth says, this isn't a fact, this is a demand. I never get through for Alpha Bucks, so I'm faxing it. Elizabeth, she wants to play Alpha Bucks.
Right, well, we've only got 30 seconds, so we can ask, we'll fax you each question. You fax back an answer.
This one is a demand as well. Morning, Stav and Maddie. Can you please play random Christmas songs this morning? Did that already. We did it on Monday. We're not doing it again.
We did, but it is our last show of the year, and we haven't got any Christmas songs in this morning.
We can play mine again.
You know what we didn't play? We didn't play the original Feliz Navidad. Uh-huh. Maybe we might end the show on that today.
Okay. All right, well,
in fact, you know what?
What?
We're gonna
do it.
Lock it in.
She also asked if we could play Salt and Pepper Push It. It's R&B Friday, so I can pretty much guarantee that'll happen. Have a great last show for the year. Can't wait till you're back next year. Love, Beth. Thank you, Beth. This one might just... Well, this is pretty good. We got a photocopied face with love yous written on the cheek. The all smushed face. That's perfect. We love that one. That's from Logan Hospital. So shout out
to
everyone at Logan Hospital.
That's a new school fax machine, which is just the giant printers with the scanners, but you can fax through to numbers on those.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I doubt whether she fit her head through the little slot.
That's a very good point. And lastly, from Central Dental, it might just be the handwriting, but it looks like it says, hi, me listen every day. But that could be we. But I think it's me listen every day.
They from another country?
Oh, I don't know. Dr. Nicholas Defenteros.
Maybe it's broken English.
Maybe.
You can never tell.
So, me, thank you very much for listening.
That's the problem with an email and a fax, isn't it? You sometimes a statement on an email can seem very aggressive unless they put a smiley face at the end of it or say regards at the end.
Yes.
You're like, why are they so angry? Oh, no, smiley face. Smiley it's face. A happy.
We're
it's
okay.
Happy.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Here we go. Is this the last time we play Alpha Bucks for 2018? Because $10,000 on the line. We've guaranteed it this week. We are going to play the game again and again and again today until the money goes off. I've been giving away the answers all morning this morning.
That's right. So it's a bit easier. April from Bracken Ridge, $10,000. You need it for some cough medicine. Going into Christmas, how would that be?
Oh my God, so good. Oh my God. That would seriously be so amazing.
Now, April, can we ask, have you been listening all morning?
I actually have. I set my alarm and I woke up at 6 o'clock and I have been writing down the answers. I only have 7, so I feel like I've missed one.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Okay. That's still a pretty good step up, though, anyway. So
I know.
But let's face it, you've been through hell listening since 6, so you deserve the cash.
Oh, it would be so good.
All right. Here we go. You already know your letter for today is T for test.
Yeah.
Say pass if you don't know to give yourself enough time. And you get $50 per letter anyway, per question anyway. So here we go. Your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name something you can climb.
Tree.
Name an animal.
Tiger.
Name something you can drink.
Pass.
Name a sport.
Tennis.
Name a Brisbane suburb.
Tenerife.
Name a form of transport.
Train.
Name something you use when you go camping.
Tent.
Name a girl's name.
Taylor.
Name a music artist.
Taylor Swift.
Name a day of the week.
Tuesday.
Name something you can drink.
Tequila.
Bloody hell, time to burn $10,000!
Oh my God! I'm so good! Oh wow, I'm literally shaking! Oh my God, this is... Oh! I do not have the words. I am so happy. Oh my God, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
So worth getting up at 6 o'clock. Oh my God. Literally, I am shaking. I have the biggest smile on my face right now.
Well, I'll go through the ones that you missed. None, because you got $10,000.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel like one of the questions should have been, what can you win? $10,000. Oh, my God.
When you said pass on the what can you drink, you did so well to keep your composure, because usually when people pass, they just break down and think, I'm not going to have time to get back to it.
Oh, I know. And you know what? Actually, tequila is my favourite drink, so I'm surprised that I didn't just come out with that straight away.
Well, I think the funniest thing about that question is you could have just said the letter of the alphabet and got it.
Oh, yeah, T.
T.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. True, true.
And what you've got a 19-month-old baby?
I do, yeah.
Oh, she's going to get spoiled.
I know. Oh, my God. She's going to get so spoiled.
$10,000.
She's looking at me. She's just having a drink at the moment, and she's looking at me like, Mom, what are you doing?
Mum's back on the tequila again. She's munted. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. $10,000. All of that money is yours for you and your family. Oh, congrats. God.
Thank you so much. You guys have a really good Christmas too.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you, April, because we were going to have to stick around till it went off so we can still get out at the right time. Appreciate it.
Shout out to the Coffee Club. Free eggs, tomato and toast with any large drink purchase at the Coffee Club. Albany Creek, conditions apply. They have helped us put the 10 grand together for April this morning. And the good news is Alpha Bucks back in 2019 every morning. 8 a.m. We are not stopping playing this game.
Is it true it's worth 20 grand next year?
No.
Oh.
You just didn't made that up.
I did.
Unless you're going to take a pay cut. Come on.
A pay cut every day, maybe give away 10
grand.
That's
right. Yeah, no, $10,000 Alpha Bucks here at Hit 105. Make sure you play it in 2019. We've given away over $260,000 already.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Bye.
Chris Dawson, no handcuffs, but far from a free man. Extradited from the Gold Coast, staring out the window as the plane neared his old home on the northern beaches.
I did think that was strange that when he got off the plane yesterday, he wasn't in handcuffs.
I thought that was strange too.
Two police officers walking him off.
There was that photo of him on the tarmac, and it did cross my mind that if you were going to take the bolt, like some part of you would be thinking, I should just run now. Unless, of course, it looks to go to trial.
But it was
odd.
So if you haven't been following it, Chris Dawson was charged yesterday with the disappearance of his wife. Now, there's a lot of stuff that can't be said any longer about it due to it going to trial, and everyone deserves a fair trial.
Of course.
In Australia, but anywhere in the world, actually, they deserve a fair trial. We were discussing yesterday, though, there's been a real run of late of, I guess, infamous people on planes, with Chappelle Corby coming home.
Renee Lawrence coming home just recently.
Yeah, and now Chris Dawson. Yeah. There was a bit of a runaround as to which airline was going to take him from the Gold Coast to Sydney, because I think Qantas and Virgin were worried about the safety of passengers, you know, with media flooding to airports and things like that, which is a concern.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just a regular passenger flight. So, you know, you're going down to Sydney for work that day, like you always do, doing your commute, and you've got a media frenzy, and you sit next to a guy who is standing trial. That's weird.
And it's been in the media so much.
Yeah. People were taking photos of him on the plane.
Well, that's what would happen, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like they're doing selfies, and that's the world we live in now.
Yeah.
And you should have your phone in airplane mode. Be sure of that.
That's the important part of this story.
I forget. Whenever I see someone taking a photo on a plane, I just think, you better be on airplane mode. Just because you want the sweet shot of the beach, I don't want to die.
It's a myth. It's a myth.
But I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, it's a myth until the plane crashes.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
But we thought we'd throw it out there this morning on 13 10 60. Have you been on a flight with someone infamous?
Yeah.
So like, or, you know, even someone being escorted by police. Because, I mean, it's quite common, I guess, to run into a celebrity.
Yeah.
I reckon you get a lot of people who've been like, I was on the same flight as Guy Sebastian.
Yeah.
You know, or Amy Shark.
Yeah.
Or Shannon Knoll.
Why are you going, or Cosima DeVita,
No one would call her that. No one would remember Cosima. You maybe have a two-hour flight where you're going, that girl looks familiar. She a barista. Did we go to school together?
Hey, did we go to school together?
That's the cause of a conversation now.
you didn't vote for me on Australian Idol. Oh, right. But yeah. We don't want that. We want infamous people.
Yeah.
People that you might feel a little bit uncomfortable if you had to sit next to them.
Yeah. Maybe it was like if you were on Renee Lawrence's flight coming in, because she flew in here to Brisbane.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Or Chappelle Corby. That went quite real quick, Chappelle, didn't it?
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. We only need one call for this to work.
That's true.
You know, might be unlucky. 13, 10, 60. Have you been on a flight with someone infamous? We're going to take your calls next here at Brisbane's Hit 105. We just got a fax through a fax machine.
Can
maybe it's Renee Lawrence saying, yeah, I was on that plane with Renee Lawrence. No?
No,
it's unrelated.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Two.
Chris Dawson, no handcuffs, but far from a free man. Extradited from the Gold Coast, staring out the window as the plane neared his old home on the northern beaches.
He's been extradited and charges laid when he landed in New South Wales. You know what I also find strange about extraditions is it's always a flight.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they ever drive them?
Whack him on a greyhound?
Yeah, or even, you know, like, I see the prisoner maxi taxis that come out from Waco into here when there's court days on.
Yeah.
And you see there's like, or a paddy wagon or something like that. It's always a flight.
Yeah, it's a good point.
They take them on. I always thought it was strange. It's quite luxurious to take people. But anyway, just my thoughts, the things I see. 13, 10, 60. Have you been on a plane with someone infamous? Not famous people.
No.
And Emma from Carina Heights has been on one.
Good morning.
Hey, Em. Who were you on a flight with?
Renee Lawrence.
Just last week?
Yes. We were on our way to our best friend Elisa's wedding down in Newcastle, and she was on the plane just after Bali. She was getting on from Brisbane.
Did that make was the plane mental? Were there lots of press around? And was it?
It actually wasn't in the beginning, to the fact that we didn't actually know she was on there. I was looking down the back of the plane because a lady had her hands covering her face.
Uh-huh.
And it was only when we were getting off, we were the last people to get off the plane because I had 10 million bags.
Yeah.
and the really nice air hostess was being overly friendly, trying to help us out, obviously trying to get us off the plane.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of kerfuffle with the air hostesses, with the reporter on the plane, trying to get him to delete videos.
Right.
And I guess that's when we realised something was up, and we turned around and there's Renee Lawrence with her mum and her sister.
Right.
And if you know Newcastle Airport, it's like a tin shed. So when we got out, there was thousands of reporters, cameras, and we kind of got caught up in that as she was trying to barge people into the pole.
Right.
Interesting that the hostess would get the reporter to try and make the reporter delete a video.
Yeah, he'd obviously been up the back of the plane and they were saying that you're not allowed to do it. And he was pretending that he'd deleted everything, but obviously he hadn't.
Yeah, but I don't know, because I guess that they could probably say the plane is a private...
Yeah, it's a bad look for the airline if that happens. Yeah,
interesting. Did she, after you realised, did she seem really distressed as it was all going on?
She didn't when she was walking down the stairs, other than the fact it was the same weekend the dust storm came through.
Right, yeah.
So she was battling with that. But as soon as she went into the door, there were just people in her face. So she was sort of ramming them into the poles, trying to run to get outside.
Yeah, right. Thanks for your call, Emma.
Yeah, very interesting.
Jenna is on the air with us, 13, 10, 60. What's your story?
So I didn't meet her on a plane. It was Chappelle Corby. She got back and finally came out of hiding.
Oh, hang on. We got a bit of a bad line there. If you can just move your phone a bit closer to your mouth and stand to the left and stand on one leg, it usually helps.
So I went to a pub in Beenleigh for like a Howzo's gig that they had going, and then I went into the bathrooms and was waiting for a toilet, and Chappelle Corby walked out.
Not on a plane,
just randomly in the bathroom. I'm just like, what the hell? And then when everyone realised it was just chaos, everyone was taking photos of her.
Yeah.
And she actually ended up on stage doing like a goon bag. Like
sculling
a goon bag.
Right.
Oh, that's right, because the Howzo's, that's Pauly Fennec and those...
Yeah. We chatted to him just after that had happened, actually,
Comedy gig. Did anyone ask her for a selfie? Did she seem interested in doing that?
Yeah, she had heaps of photos.
She did?
Yeah, she was happy to do it, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty random.
Yeah, I would be shocked by that if I went to a toilet and Chappelle Corby walked out.
Yeah.
My friends were at a bar in Melbourne and Chopper Reed was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
They were terrified.
You would be.
Yeah, he was on his bucks night. Added degree of terrified.
Legit?
Yeah.
Far out.
That's so crazy now stuff. They tell everyone that they went to Chopper.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, yeah, of course they do.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make your hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Every person we chat to right now is going to get a Christmas ham. They get them home delivered this year by Meat at Billy's. That is the place to get your hams. We've seen these fine hams.
Oh, steamed hams. They're amazing.
Meat burglars try and steal these hams. That's how good they are.
Meat burglars?
Yeah. Okay.
It's the end of the year. I'll let that
slide.
Have you
never heard that pickup line?
No.
No, actually, it's not appropriate. Meet at Billy's. Go and check out their hams. Mary, welcome to the show. Your first time on air ever on our last show.
Yeah, it is. Hi, guys. Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So I was ringing up because I've been here for 5 years. I moved here from New Zealand, and when I first landed, you guys were the first radio station that we listened to.
Uh-huh.
We come from quite R&B-focused radio stations back in New Zealand, and we came here and we loved you guys. Oh. So we've been listening to you for 5 years, and we're moving home now.
Oh.
We're moving back in January, and I wanted to ring up and say Merry Christmas, guys. Oh. Thank you for being a part of my life for 5 years. You come into our cars and into our houses every morning, and you've been a real joy. So thank you very much.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Mary. That is lovely.
You know, and I hope you guys have a really wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
You too. It is the funny thing about our show, or any radio, I guess, is you forget that people, you're in someone's car with them. It's a very personal thing. So thanks, Mary. Yeah, lovely to talk to you.
You can listen over there online or download a podcast too. So if you miss this, if you need a bit of hit a stab, you can get it. Joe and Leichhardt, it's the last call's time. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, just like I'm caterer, so I've literally got 2 days off over Christmas. I was just wondering what you guys think I should get up to.
Oh, okay.
Munted.
I wish. I've got children at home.
Okay.
Yeah, all the more reason. But responsibly, of course.
Obviously, don't do any cooking if you're a caterer. You leave that to someone else.
No, that's my plan, is hopefully not to do the cooking.
Yeah.
Just relax. You know what? I know you've got children, and you should take one day where you spend with the children and then have one day where you don't have the children, because you've got to remember, pre-children, you were a person. So go try and find
well,
Joe.
That's the worst. That's it, because I've got to work New Year's Eve as well, so I can't even have a bit of fun that night either.
Yeah, right. That's the thing about, I was in the hospitality industry for years before I got this gig. You're always working when everyone else is having fun, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Helps birthday, you save money, but it's not great.
Oh, that's
but Monday night's hospitality night in the pubs usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone goes out.
Yeah. I found
I've got to work all week, every week. I've had one day off a week for the past 4 weeks.
Is it your own business, Joe?
No, definitely not.
Well, I'll tell your boss to cut you some slack.
Yeah. We need to give you a job if you work that hard.
Thanks, Joe.
Tennille from Redcliffe, you're on for last calls. What do you want to chat about?
Hi. I want to talk about getting a board game for Alphabucks. We should do it.
Oh, AlphaBucks board game. There is an app where you can play it.
Yeah.
No, but we have board game nights. And you might have your phone at board game nights. Every morning we play in the car. And this morning I was driving and I'm yelling at my radio. And then I've like looked over and the man next to me is yelling at his radio.
And, and your eyes melted.
Yeah.
What board games do you play on board game night?
Well, we play heaps. So, like, Monopoly is our fave because it goes too long. But then we do Family Feud, and we do heaps. We do different ones.
I was thinking about getting What Do You Meme? It's like Cards Against Humanity, but you use memes from the internet.
Oh, that's cool. There is something in that, Tennille. We will have a meeting January 21 when we return about a board game, because we ain't meeting today after the show.
No, and there's money to be made there, man.
That's right. Yeah. But technically, so our radio show invented AlphaBucks.
Yes.
Do we get the money, or is the company going to say, no, we've got the rights?
In our contract, any ideas we come up with, they own.
But Tennille came up with that idea. So technically, we need to cut a deal with Tennille from Redcliffe.
Tennille deal.
Yeah. Hey, Holly.
Tennille or no deal.
Yes.
You're on the air for last calls. You've got a ham, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
First time I've gotten through. First time caller.
All right. We'll give you what you deserve.
Thank you.
What do you want to chat about?
Are you scrunchers or folders?
Are you scrunchers or folders? The eternal question when it comes to toilet paper. Do you scrunch the toilet paper? Do you fold it?
I'm a double folder.
You're a double folder.
So I fold it, white, fold again,
oh,
second white with the same paper.
Okay. I don't neither. I just sort of use it like a
He's a carpet wiper.
Yeah.
Just scooches down the hallway. What do you do, Holly?
Folder.
Has anyone ever used a bidet? Is that what they call it?
Bidet.
A bidet? A bidet? Have you ever used a bidet, Holly?
I have, yes.
Is
yep.
it good? Does it work?
I wasn't a fan of it, no.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, it would be this. I reckon if you don't have a bidet in your house and you're ever wondering should you put one in, just go out to the garden hose.
Yep.
And just and see how that feels.
Sounds like you'd make an enema there.
I don't know. I don't think I could get into it. People swear by it. People, those who bidet, say they're the greatest thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appropriate that we finish the year on this sort of topic. Holly, you know the show so
Yay.
Well.
Yeah.
Get in the bathroom.
All right, stick around. Coming up, we are going to play a Christmas song to finish up the year. We haven't checked it with Jack, our music director, but what's he going to do?
What's he going to do?
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Our last show of the year.
Yeah. It's all come down to this. Let's not do what everyone expects to do. Let's not end with a bang. Let's end with a whimper. Let's just peter out. Let's like do like maybe our worst break of the year, which is a high bar.
I thought we were doing that between 6 and 9 every day. Isn't that where we're going? No, this is our last show of the year. We're back, of course, with Abs on Jan 21 next year, which is going to be amazing. Quickly, if we can be self-indulgent for 1 second, we need to thank all of our, team who work on our show.
Yes, we do.
We have done some huge stuff this year with the Goon Raft, also with the Cashnado, the football game, everything. So they're not even listening to the show
not,
at the moment.
But actually not.
We'll still give them a shout out.
Because
Candy,
we love them.
Our executive producer, Kaz as well, who we love very much. Scotty, our video guy, does a great job. Nick and Loz in promotions. We love you guys. Also, Glenn and Adrian in audio have done a great job on the show this year.
Yes,
if we've forgotten anyone
it
else.
You guys.
It
was intentional, and you need to lift your game for next year, and maybe we'll get you into the thanks this time.
Of course.
Next year.
And Ego, our boss, of course, who we go to and say, we need $10,000 in $5 notes. Can you sign off on this? And he says no, so we forge his signature.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And to you guys who listen every morning as well, we love you very much.
We do.
And we're very thankful that you guys have been along for some fun this year. To wrap up the show.
Yes.
The very last thing that I think we need to do. If you missed the show on Monday, we, of course, did nothing but Christmas music.
Yes.
And the highlight was, of course, Stav Davidson and Keith Urban, who sang Jose Feliciano's song.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Urban.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero Ano Felicidad.
But it meant we didn't play the original, and it's my favourite all-time Christmas song.
Don't talk over me.
Merry Christmas.
How dare you?
Sorry. Sorry, legend. So here we go. To wrap up 2018 on Stab Abby and Matt, a banger on R&B
banger.
Friday.
Banger.
Jose Feliciano. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you next year. Bye-bye.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
For Stav, Abby and Matt. And a massive end-of-year clearance is on at Austral Volkswagen Newstead with massive savings and a $1,000 Visa card with all demos sold.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.